Months before the recent military coup in Egypt and the crackdown on the Muslim Brotherhood, Issam Ilya, a patrician in southern Egypt along the Nile River, fled for his life. Masked men kidnapped him at gunpoint, demanding $250,000 in ransom. Local and federal police offered little or no help. Kidnapping has become increasingly common along the Upper Nile, a poor rural area. The region has struggled since the 2011 Arab Spring and Egyptian uprising, causing nervous tourists to flee from the region. Now tourist guides are jobless, and farmers struggle from shortages of water and fuel for irrigation. Religious violence is also surging. Coptic Christians, who are seen as vulnerable and lacking local tribal ties, increasingly are victims of violent attacks and kidnapping. Moreover, Upper Egypt is awash in weapons from neighboring Libya and Sudan, where Islamic militia groups are active. Now, after the military's overthrow of Egypt's first democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi, there are fears that increasing instability could revive the radical armed Islamist movements last seen in Egypt during the 1990s. The closure of the San Onofre nuclear power plant north of San Diego, California, was the result of a huge miscalculation by its owner, Southern California Edison. In early 2004, the utility wanted to extend the life of the aging nuclear plant by investing $680 million in new steam generators. At the time, Edison officials told the California Public Utility Commission the new generators would save ratepayers over $2 billion. But the plant's minority owners, San Diego Gas and Electric, and the cities of Riverside and Anaheim, raised many questions about the investment in new generators, and Anaheim eventually dropped out of the project. 11 months after the new generators went online, a radioactive leak was found in January 2012, prompting Friends of the Earth and U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer to raise new concerns about the plant's long history of safety violations. Later, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission released portions of a leaked Mitsubishi Company memo, which revealed that Edison knew the steam generators were flawed, but installed them anyway. Rather than enduring a long shutdown, followed by a costly license amendment process, Edison's board voted on June 6th to shut down the plant permanently. Now, questions revolve around who will be forced to pay the $2 billion in costs racked up in the failed attempt to extend the life of the doomed nuclear plant. The anti-union group Center for Union Facts launched a campaign in late July tying worker centers to labor unions. Worker centers defenders say the charge is phony, since centers like the New York Taxi Workers Alliance and Restaurant Opportunity Centers United do not have collective bargaining rights, but engage in direct actions to embarrass abusive low-income employers. According to the news magazine In These Times, worker centers first emerged in the 1990s as advocates for fast food workers. Last year, union-backed worker centers targeted Walmart, the giant non-union discount chain. Restaurant Opportunities Centers United, or ROC United, was the target of a lawsuit filed by the Fireman Hospitality Group, a chain of upscale New York City restaurants, who claimed that ROC United, founded after the 9/11 attack on the World Trade Center, was a front for a local union. The National Labor Relations Board eventually dismissed the complaint. Teofilo Reyes, ROC United's program director, commented, "Worker centers do effective work, so corporate interests are looking to stop them. They want to maintain the status quo of low wages and expanding inequality." This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Elaine Osowski.